from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Talks between IBM and Sun Microsystems fell apart over the weekend. Both companies declined to comment officially, but unnamed sources told the press IBM lowered its offer and then withdrew it Sunday after Sun's board balked. Brinksmanship is common in talks like these, but the news is expected to pummel Sun's stock, since the struggling Silicon Valley pioneer has no other suitors lined up. Thousands of California construction workers start receiving checks April 15th to compensate for unpaid wages and other alleged labor violations committed during the housing boom. The $8.5 million legal settlement benefits more than 3,000 current and former employees for several firms all over the state. The case was one of the biggest class action lawsuits of its kind in California. Soon after he arrived in this state in the 1860s, John Muir took a ferry from San Francisco to Oakland and began walking to Yosemite. Today, a Stanford graduate student is setting out to recreate the conservationist trek and document the state of Muir's beloved country. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
When John Muir first crossed what he called the Great Central Plain of California, he documented the vegetation he saw in his book Rambles of a Botanist. "This magnificent plain is slandered," Muir wrote. "Scarce any of its beauty is known, even to Californians, and we are therefore eager to speak in its praise, all the more because its plant inhabitants are so fast disappearing." That essay inspired 23-year-old Alex McInturf to walk Muir's route 140 years later, not just to study what's different about the landscape, but to look at how the ideas about conservation have changed since Muir's time.
He was very much a proponent of separating people from nature in order to protect nature. In the future, as population continues to grow, as climate change becomes a threat, a lot of those private lands and lands that have typically been used by humans are really just as capable of protecting species and habitats as some of the lands that are protected now.
After taking the ferry across San Francisco Bay, McInturf plans to walk through Fremont, San Jose, and across the Pacheco Pass down into the Central Valley. He'll meet with farmers, conservationists, and government officials as he walks through a cross-section of suburbs, farmland, and parks. Like Muir, he'll mostly sleep under the stars, but he'll also chronicle his five-week journey on a blog and use mapping software to reference information about land use. McInturf plans to arrive in Yosemite in early May, just when summer crowds start flocking to the valley John Muir called home. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Anthem Blue Cross, owned by WellPoint, is the largest for-profit health insurer in California. Over the last year, the company's rolled out a new online service to millions of members here, Zagat reviews of the doctors, dentists, and other specialists in the network. For that matter, anyone can check out similar reviews on Yelp, RateMDs.com, and so on. Medical practitioners are up for public review, like it or not, and many of them don't. To get a better sense of why that is, we called up Dr. Dev Ganadev, president of the California Medical Association.
These ratings really have no meaning. There is no science behind it. It's basically how good the waiting room is and how communicative is the doctor is. I think if really the WellPoint wants to help on the customer service side of medicine, which is very important, send their customer service people to the front office of the doctors, train the front office people, and help them to really create a better environment for the patients. Give some money out to medical schools, because medical schools are so busy trying to teach so much medicine. So that's another place where they can support programs in training people skills, communication skills, and empathy skills.
Do you think there's a difference in talking about, say, a specialized need, getting somebody who's, you know, specifically good at brain surgery, for instance, versus finding somebody who's just a general practitioner who's going to be running a battery of tests, where maybe you're more concerned about whether it's a pleasant experience versus with the brain surgery, you really want to get somebody who's excellent at what they do?
What you do when you go to your doctor is make sure that the doctor actually takes care of your problems. It's not a social visit. It's not going to a restaurant, having a meal. You need health care and the appropriate health care for your condition. So the doctor's communication skills are important. Still, I think that might not be the right way to find a doctor.
What would you recommend instead of going online to find out what other patients are saying?
Call your medical association, and they have a fairly decent information on the specialties. And I've been in practice in the Inland Empire area for about 28 years, and this service has been available. The other way is most often family and friends. They are actually are much better than some anonymous internet-based recommendations.
Although you say that, and family and friends can be a very small data pool from which to draw conclusions.
That's correct, and so can the internet be too. I think the doctors are not really worried that maybe somebody is going to post something bad on them. I think it's that patient going to the appropriate doctor and getting appropriate care.
A small but growing number of doctors are starting to ask patients to sign, you could call it a gag order, basically a promise saying that they're not going to post any negative remarks online. What do you make of that response by doctors to this trend?
I don't agree with that. It's my personal feeling. It has nothing to do with my association. You can't ask your patient to sign a gag order. I think work with your patient. I think it's so important for the physician and the patient to have that relationship, which is, in my mind, one of the most sacred relationships. Asking your patient to sign a gag order doesn't make any sense to me.
Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Dev Ganadev of Colton in Southern California is president of the California Medical Association. That's the California Report for Monday, April 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. The Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. And the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.